You find our seats, and we're going to be in Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. If you didn't get a paper, a lesson, it should be out on the back lectern. You can grab one. If not, you can just listen along. It will be simple lesson tonight. But I think a needed message. I know in my life, a needed lesson. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, teenagers, if you need a Bible, if you don't have yours, they're in front of you. Make sure you take good care of those Bibles. But Ecclesiastes chapter 4, right around the middle of your Bible. We'll read a few scriptures, jump right into the lesson tonight. Very simple, practical lesson tonight. Very simple, very practical. That's me, simple and practical. And so Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. All right, and let's look down at verse 9 together. I know we're getting settled still, getting our pens and our Bibles open. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, and look what it says there in verse 9. It says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. I am so glad that I have godly friends in my life. I'm so glad that I have people in my life that I can count on to pray for me, that I can count on to be an encouragement. I'm so glad that I have people that I can call at any time of the day with a need, with a prayer request, with anything. Listen, I'm glad that I know people in my life that encourage me. And the lesson tonight is simply about encouraging other people. Encouraging other people. I think everybody in this room would say that they like to be encouraged. I don't think any of us wake up in the morning and say, man, I can't wait to have a bad day. I can't wait for someone to just bother me. I can't wait to get ticked off today. I'm looking forward to that. No, we like to be encouraged. Nobody likes to be discouraged. Nobody likes to live in discouragement. No one likes that. Which is why we must be in the business as Christians of encouraging other people. Often in my lessons and messages to the teens, and even preaching anytime, and preachers, we preach and we talk about how we need to be an encouragement to others. We need to encourage others and edify one another and lift one another up. And tonight I just want to give us some ways we can do that. How can we encourage others? How can we be an encouragement to somebody else? And we'll be quick tonight, as we always are on Wednesday nights, and we'll go right through there. Number one, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 2 first. 1 Timothy chapter 2, we'll read the scripture and we'll give you number one. We must have a heart of something. And I'll tell you after we read this verse. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. And verse 1 says this, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. How can we encourage others? Number one, we must have a heart of prayer. We must have a heart of prayer. It says it right there. First of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men. We must have a heart of prayer. That first bullet point is the best thing you can do for someone is pray for them. The best thing you can do for someone is pray for them. That's what Wednesday nights we have a prayer time for a reason, where we can go over requests and hear new requests and pray for one another. Just if we stop and think about it for a minute, it's mind-boggling. We have the privilege to go to the creator of the universe and bring our requests to him. We can bring others' requests to him. Listen, we have that privilege. The best thing you can do for someone is pray for them. That's the best thing you can do for someone is to pray for them. All of us need prayer. All of us need prayer. We said it tonight. You look at our prayer bulletin. It's huge. It's huge. And we could add a bunch more to it. We all need prayer. And we all need to be praying. We must have a heart of prayer if we want to encourage other people. That's why we have our prayer chain ministry. And someone calls and says, man, can we pray for this? And we send across all the membership and we get it on our phones and we can pray. We have prayer time on Wednesday nights. Even more important than that is our personal prayer time, our prayer closet with the Lord, where we can bring our requests, first of all, but also others' requests. We can pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We can pray for our country. We can pray for a lost world. We can pray for our co-workers, for our boss. Miss Sarah mentioned her boss going through this difficult time trying to get this adoption process figured out. And listen, that's very stressful. And she can pray for her friend. We can pray for those in need. How can we encourage others? By praying for them. They may not always know that we're praying for them, but it still can be an encouragement to them. Ask people. It's okay to go up to someone and say, hey, is there anything that I can pray for you about? Is there anything that you need prayed for? Don't be shy in that. Listen, don't be shy in that for me. Hey, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you a whole list of things that you can pray for me about, for our youth group, for our family, for my family back home. Listen, it's okay to go to people and say, hey, is there anything that I can pray for you about? You know what? Your lost friends at work or your lost coworkers, you can say, hey, listen, I tried my best to pray. Is there anything I can pray for you about? You don't know how that can encourage a lost person, how that can encourage a brother and sister in Christ in this church, another member. You can say, hey, you know what? We're friends. Is there anything I can pray for you about personally? And listen, that doesn't mean we get it and then go to across the whole church. Maybe something that's a little bit more, they're wanting to keep themselves. Hey, pray for this person. This is going out. Pray. Listen, when you ask someone personally and they tell you, man, you can be a huge encouragement by praying for them. But don't tell people that you're praying for them and don't. Listen, Pastor Rich has done it. I try to do it as well. Someone says, Pastor Al, would you pray for me about this? Whether it's a phone call, we get phone calls to the church all the time. Oh, I'm going through this. Could you pray for us? And I say, hey, let's pray right now. Can we pray right now? Right now. I'm not driving. I'm in my desk. I can listen. Someone comes to you or you say, you know, hey, I'll be praying for you. Man, don't say it and then not do it at all. That's not encouragement. Man, if you tell someone you're going to pray for them, do your best. Write it down. Put a reminder in your phone. Do something. If it's here at church and you're talking face to face, say, let's pray right now for that. Let's pray right now for it. What an encouragement we could be if we have a heart of prayer. I think of a friend that I had in Massachusetts at my job at Turf Care in Hatfield, Massachusetts. He was a Nicaraguan man that had moved to the United States, got married to an American woman, and moved to the States and got his citizenship. And he was just the kindest guy I'd ever meet. He was a hard worker. And we got close and we had fun together. And his wife, after working with him for a while, he shared with me that his wife had had six miscarriages, and they wanted to have kids, and he was just broken. We were actually at work when he got a phone call for that sixth miscarriage, and they let him go home early, and man, I was just being devastated for him. And he took a day off, came back, and he told me a few weeks later, said, you know, we don't even want to try anymore. We're just, man, with the fear of that. I said, man, let's start praying. Let's pray together for this, man. God can work a miracle. And on our lunch breaks and on our breaks, we would take a time. And listen, he had been saved. I led him to Christ. He was a brand new Christian. But we'd take a minute or two and bow our heads and pray for his wife and all these things. And I remember she was with child again. She got pregnant. And we were excited and said, man, okay, let's wait a little while. And we continued to pray daily at work. And then it got past that 3-month mark and then the 6-month mark. And he's got a beautiful 4-year-old girl now. And I'll never forget when after that doctor's appointment, when everything looked good, he said, man, we prayed. We prayed for this. We prayed for this. Hey, you can be an encouragement by praying for someone, by letting people know that you're praying for them and actually doing it. Have a heart of prayer. What else? Number two. How can we encourage others? We must have a heart of prayer, number one. Number two, a heart of action. Galatians chapter 6. You can write down that word action and go to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Wednesday nights go by fast. Amen. Galatians chapter 6. We're already halfway done. That's good. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, the number 2 is a heart of action. And let's look what it says in Galatians 6, 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Listen, that first bullet point is this. The best thing you can do is pray. And that's the truth. The best thing we can do is pray. But don't let that be the only thing that we do. Don't let that be the only thing. Listen, prayer is the number one most important thing you can do for someone to encourage them. But don't let that be the only thing. Listen, if you're able, you can do more. We can actually, sometimes we can be that answer to prayer. We can be that answer to prayer. The best thing you can do is pray, that blank, that first bullet point, or number 2. But don't let it be the only thing. the other bullet point, find opportunities to encourage. Find opportunities to encourage. I have the privilege of knowing many encouragers in my life. Many people in this church, to me, I consider them an encourager. Brother Don Case is an encourager, and we know that. Amen. He's an encourager, and he knows he is. And listen, I love when Brother Don calls me. Listen, we may talk for 45 minutes, but he is an encouragement to me. Brother Jeff Becker is an encouragement to me, especially with those friendship breads, brother. Amen. And I bet tonight if he's got one in his car, he's going to give it to me because he's an encourager. On and on it go across this whole room. People that are encouragers, they go out of their way to be a blessing. They go out of their way to try to encourage others. A lot of the time, if we're trying to obey the Bible, those encouragers themselves may be going through something. And they're trying to keep their spirits lifted by being an encouragement to someone else. The best way to get over your discouragement is to encourage somebody else. To encourage somebody else. Those encouragers that I know, they're always looking for ways to encourage. A letter, a simple letter. To a co-worker, to someone in this church that might be going through something, or maybe someone that we don't know if anything's going on. Maybe things seem to be fine. And you say, no, I'm going to write them just a letter, let them know I love them, praying for them. And you have no idea that maybe they are going through something that no one knows about. And that letter can be an encouragement, a small note. Hey, you know what? A compliment. Nothing wrong with a compliment. Hey, I like compliments. I'm not going to say, listen, I want to live a humble life. But I compliments encourage me, and I think all of us would say, yeah, they're encouraging. Come on, we know that. Listen, find someone to compliment. Our preacher, man, preacher, thank you for that great message. I know that that's an encouragement to him. Someone sings a special. I say, you know, man, that song blessed my heart. That's an encouragement. That's a way that you can be an encouragement. A heart of action. Some cases, if you're able, even a gift, a random gift to someone. Hey, you know, I'm thinking about you. I saw this at the store, and it made me think of you. Now, if it's something that would offend them, don't give it away. You know, I thought of you when I saw this. Here you go. But listen, man, you can be. There's so many ways we can be an encouragement. Like I said, being an answer to prayer, we hear requests, or maybe someone says, "Man, pray for about this," and you say, "You know, I can do that. I can be that answer to their prayer." That's a way you can be an encouragement. Random act of kindness. That, listen, we should always be kind. Ephesians 4:32, be kind one to another. Tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Listen, just be nice. Sounds so simple because it is. Be kind to people. Have a heart of action. I could tell you story after story since I've been here at Loomis of people that have done things like that. I think of Pastor Rich called me and said, hey, somebody anonymously, they don't want you to know who they are, but they brought you some brand new tires for your van and they're in the barn. Whoa, man, that encouraged me. That encouraged me. Someone came to me once and said, hey, get in the car. I want to go buy you a brand new deep freezer. Whoa, that's an encouragement. Listen, I was floored by that. I was blessed. I was encouraged. And listen, I can't go buy somebody a freezer. I can't. But I can buy somebody a Snickers bar. Amen. That'll encourage. I'm telling you, say, well, that's little. It can be an encouragement. I remember someone bought me a brand new coat for the winter. I had this big winter looking ski jacket and I wear it with my suit and looked all weird. And someone bought me a nice dress coat. Said, hey, man, that was a blessing to me. Someone bought me brand new dress shoes. They saw my dress shoes break. I was putting chairs away in the fireside room a couple of years back and the sole of my shoe caught a chair and it flapped open and I was laughing. And they saw that and they said, I want to buy you some new shoes. That encouraged me. Now listen. Encouragement isn't all about material things. And that's the truth. But that doesn't mean that material things don't encourage people. Amen? Amen. We know that. Listen, if I gave you $5 tonight, I would guess that you'd probably be encouraged. I don't have any cash in me. I'm sorry. But listen, it's not about material things, but that doesn't mean that those things don't encourage. Just find something you can do. Maybe you can't do something like that, but everybody can write a note. Everybody can make a phone call. Everybody can send a text message if you have a cell phone. Listen, all of us, those things don't cost any money. Find something you can do to encourage somebody else. I have a text message here that I wanted to read. This message was sent to me in February 18th of this year. And it was from Pastor Jerry Cleveland, who went to be with the Lord this past June. And he was my first pastor growing up in Massachusetts. And I got saved in his church, started preaching this church, and he was just a man, just an example to me in so many ways. Looked up to him, miss him. And he was traveling up to Michigan for his grandson's wedding. And we at the time were planning on going to the wedding. It's just in Scott's. And he didn't know that. And he texted me this on the day before the wedding and said, traveling through Jackson this morning. Tyler's wedding is tomorrow evening. Wish I could have seen you. He didn't know we were going. He said, love you, young man. He said, live true to Christ. He wrote that, live true to Christ. And I've saved that. And I don't, man, I'm probably going to get a new phone sooner or later, but I don't ever want to forget that. That text message encouraged me. It encouraged me today when I read it again. This man who cared about me, who loved me. We went to the wedding, had a great time talking to him, but that simple text message as he was driving through Jackson with his wife for his grandson, said, driving through Jackson, said, you know, Donald works at Loomis Park Baptist Church, sent me a quick message, said, hey, I'm thinking about you, wish I could see you, live true to Christ. Man, I'll tell you, if something makes me want to continue to live for God more than obviously because I love the Lord, it's that text message right there of this man of God who died serving the Lord, said, hey, live true to Christ. That encouraged me. You can be an encouragement with something as simple as a text message. Something as simple. My dad sent me a text message a few Sundays ago. I can't remember. I think it was just a long weekend or something happened with one of the kids and they were sick or something. But I was just Sunday morning before service, I was getting things ready and I was just, man, I was a little beat and I was a little discouraged and the devil was fighting me. And my dad said, hey, buddy, love you. That's it. And I said, Dad, I needed that. I really needed that. You don't know when people need it all the time, but still do it. You never know when they do need it. Be an encouragement. Have a heart of action. Do something, not for the praise of men, but for the Lord, because in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Number three, lastly, we'll be done. Number three, make sure I got all these blanks here. Yes, number three, let's go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, just a few pages over, and we'll be through. Philippians chapter 3. I'm sorry, Philippians chapter, Philippians chapter 2, verses 3. Sorry, Philippians chapter 2, and look at verse 3. Philippians 2, 3, it says this, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Number three, how can we encourage? We must have a heart of prayer, a heart of action. And number three, we must have a heart of love. A heart of love. That first bullet point, why did God send his son? Love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why did Jesus die for me? That second blank, love. It's love. That last bullet point. If you have love, you can encourage and help other people. If you have love, you can encourage and help other people. And the truth of the matter is, folks, if we have a genuine heart of the love of Christ, and we don't look at others, Pastor preached a wonderful message a few years ago about looking through the lens of love. It's very easy to look through other lenses and say, man, that person bothers me. Man, that person did this. Man, that person said this. If we can look at people the way Jesus looks at them, as he looked to the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. If we can look at our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, if we can look at the sweet bus kids that sit up here in the front, if we can look at our lost co-workers and our family that might be lost or away from the Lord, if we can look on them with love, we can be an encouragement. And the truth is, if you have a heart of love, then you will pray for others. If you have a heart of love, then you will do your best and do what you can to encourage others. You'll have that heart of prayer. You'll have that heart of action when you have that true heart of genuine Christ-like love. It was the Good Samaritan, after many walked by that man that was beaten and robbed, and the Good Samaritan, who wasn't supposed to be even associated with them, he stopped. And he helped him up, and he put bandages on his wounds. He brought him, and he got him a place to stay, and he took care of him because he had love for his fellow man. May we love others. May we love those who we may not know well. We know, listen, each other, man, let's love each other, yes, and encourage one another, yes, but even beyond that, may we have a heart of love, loving others more than we love ourselves. Isn't it funny that the Lord said, love thy neighbor as thyself? Hey, we take good care of ourselves, don't we? We take good care of ourselves. Listen, I make sure that I'm showered each day. Amen. I make sure that I feed myself each day and that I take care of myself. And then, listen, if I love myself that much, then I can love others even more. I can do my part to be an encouragement. Listen, that's what I want to be, folks. I want to be an encourager, like I talked about earlier. Listen, to my tombstone, listen, when I die one day, I want people to not just remember me for my good looks, okay? Amen. I want people to remember me. I want to be remembered as an encourager. Amen. I want people to say, you know what? He was an encourager. He encouraged me. I loved being around Donald. He was always encouraging, always lifting up the Lord, and that encouraged me. That's what I want to be. I want to be a blessing. Listen, the reason I am who I am today is because people did that for me. People reached out to me and were a blessing to me, have helped me build my faith. May we all do our best to have a heart of prayer, a heart of action, and a heart of love. Encourage others. Starting tonight. Maybe you already are an encourager. We'll keep going. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're more of an introvert and you don't like to talk. Listen, God will help you. God will give you strength. Be an encouragement to other people. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Don't